Physicist Robert Wilson died on Sunday at the age of 85. In the late 1960s, Wilson built what is still today the world's highest energy particle accelerator. The machine has given physicists an unparalleled glimpse of how matter is put together at its smallest scale. Wilson's colleagues remember him as an exceptional scientist, but also as an artist and a cowboy. NPR's David Kestenbaum has this appreciation.
Robert Wilson spent World War II helping to design the first atomic bomb with the Manhattan Project. But he loved to tell stories of his days roping cattle in Wyoming. He brought that cowboy attitude to physics. He is perhaps best remembered for building Fermilab, one of the Department of Energy's laboratories dedicated to basic physics. Mike Witherell is the current director there.
We had a saying about DOE laboratories that it doesn't have to be cheap, it just has to look cheap. And Fermilab is the counterexample to that. He was able to build distinctive buildings without spending anything more.
Wilson was chosen to build the lab in the late 1960s. Its centerpiece was a giant machine designed to smash protons and antiprotons together at close to the speed of light. A 4-mile ring of magnets steers the particles. The whole thing sits below ground in the Illinois prairie. It might have remained hidden, but Wilson wanted it to be visible from airplanes, even satellites. So he had a 4-mile ring-shaped pond built above. You can see the big watery O as you fly into Chicago. Wilson also built a 16-story building modeled after a cathedral.
He wanted everybody to run into each other so that the whole laboratory would have a chance to share ideas. So he built it with too few elevators, and they move very slowly. So we have lots of elevator time to get to know each other.
Wilson took pains to preserve the natural prairie environment around the laboratory, but he also sprinkled the lab with his sculptures, which include a giant Mobius strip. Not everyone thinks the lab is beautiful, but it is the product of a beautiful mind. In the mornings, Wilson would ride around on horseback. He hated bureaucracy and doors. His office had none. It also had no phone. Former director John Peoples says you just walked in if you wanted to talk to him.
I mean, he was certainly unusual, and he was a bit untidy, and but it was like working with a romantic, and he was your hero, you know. It was none of this bureaucracy stuff, and he would say things that were outrageous at times, but he knew where he was going. I mean, he knew what he wanted to do, and he sort of convinced you that his direction had some nobility and romanticness about it, and so, you know, and then he'd inspire you to go off and do it.
And some of the things people did at the lab were among the most important in physics. With this machine, physicists went on to discover two subatomic particles called the bottom quark and the top quark. The top quark's unexpected heaviness may help physicists develop a theory of everything that describes how the world is put together at its smallest scales. Wilson was sometimes asked to justify building the particle accelerator. In a recorded interview, Wilson recalled being grilled by a senator at a congressional hearing.
He then began asking me, "What will this do for the defense of the nation?" And I said, "Nothing." And he kept coming back several times. He kept coming back to the, "You mean that it will have nothing to do whatsoever with the defense?" And I said, "Nothing."
Wilson eventually came back and said, "It has nothing to do directly with defending our country, except to make it worth defending." David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.